Drive north from Fresno along Highway 41 towards Yosemite, and you'll see thousands of acres of rolling farmland. One day, those ranch lands, vineyards, and orchards will become thousands of new homes. It's all part of an ambitious new plan by developers and Madera County leaders to grow a major new city in the area. But building a city the size of Modesto takes a lot of building materials, things like gravel, concrete, and asphalt. That's why a site near Highways 41 and 145 is being considered for a controversial new hard rock quarry. Supporters say it will create good jobs and support the construction industry throughout the valley, but critics say not so fast. They're worried it could dry up the water table for nearby homes and cause other problems. Here to tell us more is reporter Mark Evan Smith with the Sierra Star. He covers issues in Madera County and the foothills. Mark, welcome to Valley Edition.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
So we're talking about this quarry. I think people hear that word and they think, well, maybe it's some old marble quarry or something where they make the statues or something. This is something a little bit different than that quaint notion. What exactly are we talking about?
Well, basically, it's going to be a 671-acre site. It's about a mile west of the intersection of Highways 41 and 145. Essentially, it's just going to drill what they call aggregate, which is basically rock, various forms of rock that can be used in construction projects. And no, it doesn't have the quaint notion of an old marble quarry, but it's more or less sort of like a pit, like a big pit that'll be dug into the earth.
So why is this a controversy right now in Madera, especially in the ranchos communities out there?
Well, primarily they worry a lot about the effects on their water and traffic rates. The Madera ranchos in particular are sort of some of the worst offenders, at least the grand jury said that last year, when it comes to water use. So any additional worries about a big quarry, which they kind of think or picture as a big well, could be like added drops in a bucket, so to speak. And then for traffic, a lot of them are concerned about the truck trips that are going to come in and out of the quarry, about 34 an hour every 24 hours. And so they're really worried about just the commutes being a problem, also things like gravel falling off the trucks and chipping windows and things like that. But I don't know how much credibility there is to that part. But yeah, the added traffic will be a problem for them, I'm sure.
There's been a lot of criticism about plans to grow in Madera County and throughout the valley, not just in Madera, but specifically with this area where there's a lot of growth forecast over the future. Is some of the opposition to this quarry just we like it the way it is right now, we don't want to see the county change?
I would say so, at least in part. I mean, the ranches is a pretty tight-knit suburban area, and so everyone's really worried about all those housing developments. They're just concerned about change, and I mean, rightfully so. Change can be a big issue for a lot of people, but, you know, change takes time, and Madera County's been working to develop and bring in a new source of economy, and that should provide a lot of tax dollars, too. So, really, I mean, it just comes down to what you believe in, and I guess I can't speak for everyone, but it's just another big project, and those are always a bit of a concern for people.
Supporters say that this is going to be a big boost for the economy. Do they have any numbers to back that up? Is this a major job creator in terms of construction itself, or is it more that it supports the construction industry, and which needs things like concrete and gravel?
Well, according to the final EIR, or Environmental Impact Report, that was put out in June, late June, the quarry will have somewhere between 15 to 40 jobs during its lifetime. I don't think that includes truck drivers, but it might. And the county itself is going to get 10 cents per ton, every ton of mined materials, and the quarry can mine about 2.5 million tons a year. So I believe that translates to around $250,000 for the county in just the fees alone. As for that applying to the housing projects, obviously there's more money there. There could be more money in terms of all the additional truck drivers and everything. They might put in more funds. So those are some of the facts and figures they put forward so far.
We're talking about the proposed Austin Quarry in Madera County that's up for a vote soon. What's the status of this right now, Mark? It's been going through the Planning Commission, and there's an environmental study. Now, as I understand, it's going to the Board of Supervisors on appeal?
Yeah, that's right. So the Madera County Planning Commission, it's a 5-member board, and each one is selected by the supervisor in the district they represent. But they approved it July 19th in a really long meeting that went past midnight. But then the Madera Oversight Coalition, one of the most vocal opponents of the quarry, appealed it. So now it's going to be considered by the Board of Supervisors themselves on September 12th. I believe it starts at 9 a.m., the meeting.
And it's a big deal. As I understand it, Mark, this would be something that would go on for nearly a century in operation, right?
Yes, 100 years is the permitted length. If they mine the 250 million tons of aggregate they say is under there, if they do that before the 100 years is over, then they'll completely cease operations at that time. And then that's when they start what they call reclamation work for water and wildlife. And federal law determines they have to do that within 3 years.
There's been a lot of gravel mining operations on the San Joaquin River, also now on the Kings River as well. We see a lot of gravel pits and things along those bodies of water. What would they have to do to try to reclaim some of that land after it is this hundreds of feet dug out from gravel operations?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'm assuming that a lot of the work is, you know, planting native trees and various plant species, and then just letting sort of the animals, you know, come in and do their own thing. But I also think that it's going to be kind of like a, not necessarily a lake, but it will be a big water pond of sorts. And that could probably help recharge the aquifer and the water basin in the surrounding area, although I don't know. I'm no expert there. So that's really up to them. But I'm sure they've got a lot invested in just all the native species coming back in.
Going back to this water issue, is it's one of the main complaints from residents who live nearby. There aren't homes right next door, are there? But they're overall in the Ranchos area, the people that are most concerned about with the water issues?
Oh, without a doubt. Every resident I've spoken to that lives near the project is adamantly against it. There have been some supporters that have been like at that July 19th meeting of the Planning Commission who were for it, but I think primarily they either live out of the area or they're either employees of Vulcan, which owns the quarry rights. But yeah, and the Ranchos, they are not pleased about it. They've worried a lot about their water concerns. Some areas have their wells drop by like 20 feet a year. And so just the addition of another thing that could be more of a problem for them and their water table, especially with those other housing developments as well, they are just really, really concerned.
A lot of times when we see a project like this, Mark, it winds up finally getting some sort of a vote from a governmental body, and then it winds up in court. Do you think that's something that we might see here? Are you hearing rumblings about that from the project opponents, that if this does move forward, they might consider legal action?
I haven't really heard that myself, but I do understand that that's a very high possibility. I think that the Madera Oversight Coalition, again, an opponent of the project, I think they filed similar lawsuits like that in the past against various quarries, so I wouldn't be surprised if they file one against this as well. And other than that, no, I haven't heard much else, but that would probably be the primary legal action.
So the timeline moving forward here, this vote that's coming up, when is it? And if people are interested in it, perhaps they would like to attend.
It would be September 12th. It's the Madera County Board of Supervisors. They meet, I believe, beginning at 9 a.m., and then after discussion and public comment and all that, then they'll vote on it. And from there, it just depends on what happens next, whether they approve it, they deny it, legal action, whatever may take place. I guess we'll find out at that meeting.
We'll follow it in the Sierra Star online and in print. Mark Evan Smith with us today, reporter with that Madera County publication, following the story of the Austin Quarry, which is a controversial new project in Madera County, a hard rock mine near Highways 145 and 41 that will provide, if approved, gravel and concrete material for construction projects for the next century. Concerned residents say they are worried about potential impacts to their water supply. Others say it's a needed boost to the Madera County economy. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.